we left off yesterday, we started to enter into the world of Kimla Vidramine, and we entered into the very, very unique world of Kimla Vidramine, that of Rabbi Chuli ben Akana. So we prefaced a thousand times yesterday by saying, we happen not to paskin like Rabbi Chuli ben Akana, but that in of itself is not going to detract, hopefully, from the shiur, because a lot of alumnus, a lot of important parts of Kimla Vidramine actually revolve around understanding his shita. What did Rabbi Chuli ben Akana say? So Rabbi Chuli ben Akana made a very, very simple equation. He said that just as Misas Beisdin Patas Mabon, that's the original case in the Chumash of Kimla Vidramine, Onshe Shemayim also Pater Mamon. And we say Onshe Shemayim, we need not only Kares, that's for sure Rabbi Chuli ben Akana said, that was his original statement. But Abaye added on, in contrast to Rav, but Abaye added on, according to Rabbi Chuli ben Akana, even Misa B'nei Shemayim Pater's Mamon. So we have now a progression. We have Misa's Beisdin Patas Mamon, Kares Patas Mamon, and Misa B'nei Shemayim Patas Mamon. It's the fact that Misa B'nei Shemayim Patas Mamon that created a dual dilemma for Tosis. Tosis didn't understand, if so, how could the Torah itself say the eat truma b'shoge, you have to pay? Why don't you say kimim dramine? I'm chayim misim deshamayim, I'll be a b'shoge, but everybody knows tad v'chizke, right? We spoke about yesterday. So the chora kimim dramine should kick in. Why are you chayim for tashlume truma? And in another question, Tosis says, according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, anytime you use hektesh, you chayim misim deshamayim. So how could there ever be a chibur me'ilah? How could the Torah say you have to pay for me'ilah? Table lay, it's always covered by kimla vidramine. Those are the two dilemmas that Taisus had. The din of tashlume truma b'shayeg, and the din of tashlume me'ilah, which happens also by definition to be b'shayeg also. How could there ever be such dinim in the Torah? And we know these dinim exist. This is a Poskei Parshas Emor. This is a Poskei Parshas VaYikra. Don't these dinim fly in the face of Rabbi Chuli ben Akana, Abaye's version of Kimla Vidramine? So Taisa said the only way to solve this problem is to say it's Hagzeiras Hakosov. Both of these are Gzeiras Hakosov. So we raised the Hakira yesterday. What do we mean when we say it's a Gzeiras Hakosov? Does Gzeiras Hakosov mean that these Tashlumin are in fact not subject to Kimla? And even if I can somehow substitute the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for truma, the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for me'ilah, I'll superimpose another chiyuv, let's say kares. Somehow I'll figure out a crazy way for a guy to do an aveira that carries with it kares plus tashlume truma, or that carries with it kares and tashlume me'ilah. Will I say that? Is that gzeres hakosov? Kimla Vidramine just doesn't apply. These tashlumins are mufkarin, not the nature of the gzeres hakosov. That was one side of the gzeres hakosov. There was one way to understand it, that these tashlumin, Tashlumin Hanal Amufkoin from Kimla, the whole Pasha of Kimla can never ever apply to these kinds of Tashlumins. What do I say? No. That when you have the combination of these particular Misibide Shemayims, these Misibide Shemayims of Truma, so Eina Poteres Mitashlumin, Mitashlume Truma. Or if you have Misibide Shemayim of Meila, so Eina Peteres Mitashlume Meila. That's all the Gzeres Hakosov means. The test case will be the difference, the nafkamina between the two will be if I can create a crazy scenario where I have Kores, crazy Shaila. Either I have some Kores coming from left field, combined together with Tashlume Truma or Meila, will Kimla Vidramine apply or not? So Tosfos presented this Hakira, these two Tzadim, and these are going to be the two nafkaminas. Of course, we ended off Shir yesterday, we noticed that we have two Gemaras to talk about this very topic, and the two Gemaras say two totally different things. One Gemara, vis-a-vis Tashlume Truma, says, almost befeirish, what? Who remembers from yesterday? That, what? That you wouldn't apply Kimla Vidramine, the person who ate the Truma of the Shogi on Pesach, whereas in the case of the Meila, the guy who was Nenem in a Hekdesh, from Chometz, yeah, ate the pizza, which is Chometz and Pesach. So the Gemara does apply Kimla Vidramine. So we're not sure which way to go. That's where we left the hagging yesterday. Okay, hopefully everyone's with us. I know some guys were traveling yesterday. Hopefully everyone got a chance to catch up and listen to the shiur. At least follow the Marmakomos. This is the basic question that we left off with yesterday. What's the nature of the Gzeres Hakosov? We have two contradicting Gemaras about this topic. So which way do we go? So at the very, very end of the shiur yesterday, we pointed out that the way to go is one of two ways. Either to say one sugya is the real sugya, and the other sugya, there's something funny going on. Well, the other way to go is to say the other sugya is the real sugya, and the first sugya is something funny going on. So let's see which is the real sugya, which is the funny sugya. So we'll start with the easier one of the two. The easier mahalach. The less popular mahalach, but the simpler mahalach. Come tell us this. In Maseches Pesachim, that Mar Mekemes. Do we get him? We'll go Mar Pesachim. Either one. Either way, I'll go. Comes tells the Maseches Pesachim with Avchav Tesem and Aleph. The very end of the Tosis. The Eid Emiri. We're going to go with the Eid Emiri first. The Hocha Asi Aliba de Rabbanan the Am de Hezeb in Me'ilah B'Azhara. We had a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. What did the Gemara say? That's Chazer for Sechon Abayi say. What did the Gemara in Pesachim say? That a guy eats a pizza of Hekdesh on Pesach. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara quotes a Brice that says, Yeshom Ma'al. Come on, Chazer. Yeshom Lo Ma'al. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Lo Ma'al? How could the guy who ate the Hekdesh Lo Ma'al? It must be that we're following who? Rabbi Nachunya, right? Must be following Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana. Kim Levi Draminei. So we said, but wait a second. But this is Tashlume Mi'ilah. And Tashlume Mi'ilah is the exception to the rule. Don't we know that Tashlume Mi'ilah is the exception to the rule? So the answer is, no, we don't know that Tashlume Mi'ilah is the exception to the rule. If you remember from yesterday, when Tosfos proved that there were two exceptions to the rule, hey, this is Kim Levi Draminei, hey, this is Kim Levi Draminei, we pointed out yesterday, this is a great kasha. This is an unbelievable kasha. You know why? Because Tashlume Truma, every case of Tashlume Truma carries with it an Einish of Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's a Pasul Chumash. There's no question that this is a Misa Mamon issue, and there's no question that according to Rabbi Chumash and Akan, we have to come up with the Xerisa Kosov. But this case of Tashlume Mi'ila B'Shoyge, are we really convinced this is a killer drama issue here? Is there really a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim from Ila or Baisai? Who remembers? What did we say yesterday? Looks like it's Rebbe and the Rabbanan. So Tosfos, when they asked the Kashin Ksubis yesterday, when they formulated the question, said, according to Rebbe who holds that Mi'ila is misa b'dei shemayim, oh, you have a problem. Why do you pay mominus for? And Tosfos said, razzle dazzle chiddush is exeris akosuv. What do you see chlor from Tosfos? That if you hold like the Rabbanan, the Rebbe, if you hold that Me'ilah never carried with it Misa B'dei Shemayim in the first place, you didn't need Xeris HaKosuv, you don't need a Teretz. You know, you don't need a Teretz. There's a Klal Gadol in Lomdus. What is it? If you don't have a Kasha, you don't need a Teretz. Okay, very profound Lomdus here, Klal. If you don't have a Kasha, there was no Kasha according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, Me'ilah was never Misa B'dei Shemayim in the first place. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, there was never Kasha. We could do very, very simple. Cross out this cloud. There never was such a cloud. Gezeiras HaKosuv by Truma, yeah, but Me'ilah, no. There is no Gezeiras HaKosuv that breaks all the rules of Kibbutz Ramane by Me'ilah. What rules do you follow by Me'ilah? Regular, good old Kibbutz Ramane rules. No more, no less than any other case of Dini Mamonos. Therefore, a regular Moyel has to pay. I Kibbutz Ramane, what's for Kibbutz Ramane? There's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. This is the rabbis. This is the Rabbanim speaking, not Rebbe. But Lu Yitzu, you will superimpose a case of Kares, i.e. the Meshuggah who ate what? The Meshuggah who didn't just eat a pizza, but he ate the Beis HaMikdash's pizza of all things. Of all pizzas to eat on Pesach, he ate the Beis HaMikdash's pizza. So for him, he's going to luck out. Why is he going to luck out? Because he's going to chaparai what? He's going to be yaitzeh with his Kares. He's going to get Kares. He's not going to have to pay the cash from Elo. Whoop-dee-doo. He may have got his lucky day. He's chayef kareis, kibbutz Ramane kicks in, and call it a day. And you can't ask, I is Xeris HaKosuv. The answer is, there's no Xeris HaKosuv. According to the Rabbanan, there never was Xeris HaKosuv. That's a Gevalik HaTeretz, what the Reed just said. Two lines in the end of a Taizim Sokh, of Yerim Eri, Gevalik HaTeretz. The greatness, the phenomenal mile of this Teretz is that we don't have a steer from yesterday anymore. Now, according to this Re, which Gemara really said nothing about the topic? Which Gemara is irrelevant? Sachem Choftes. What's the Gemara that really matters? The Gemara about Tashlumei Truma. That's the first answer to this dilemma. Tosfos presents as an afterthought, as an Oda Marie. It's such an afterthought, according to Tosfos. It didn't even make it where? It didn't even make it into Ksubis. Tosfos didn't even, if you wouldn't have learned the Tosfos Pesachim, and if you would have just read the beginning, a lot of people, they read the Tosfos, I read this Tosfos already, I know what it says in Pesachim, because I remember it from Ksubis, so they don't even bother reading it, they just, you know, kind of glimpse, you know, glance over the Tosfos call of day, and they don't realize that lifted the last two lines of Tosfos Pesachim is a totally different answer to the Kasha. That's why it's the less popular Teretz, because most people learn Ksubis, they don't learn Pesachim. Even those people who learned Pesachim never bothered reading the Tosfos. Even people who read the Tosfos fell asleep before they got to the end of the Tosfos. So that's why that Tosfos got lost in the shovel. And Baruch Hashem and Ashiya, we don't forget. We got it in our Tosfos. We got it.
we're good to go. Did I put on the marmakomus? I forgot that line also. I put it on. Good. Okay. Good. Rabbi Isai, the rest of the shiur is not going to focus on that business. The rest of the shiur is going to focus on the tosas, the maseches ksubos, because that's the masechta that we're learning. Comes Tosas and says in ksubos taflamin of ibeis, Rabbi Isai, we got it all wrong. We got it totally wrong. We totally misunderstood the Mishnah that we spoke so much about yesterday. The guy who eats truma b'shoigeg on Pesach. What did it say about that fellow? Remember, let's chaz the Mishnah for a second outside, Rabbi Isai. Ha'eichel trumas chametz b'Pesach b'shoigeg is what? It's chayev. It's chayev mamanis. And b'mezid is potter. So the Gemara finally said that difference between shoigeg and mezid is talking about according to Rabbi Chunin ben Akana. Remember, come on. Guys, let's go, guys. Talking about according to Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, who holds that there's kin lebidram, you know? And therefore, the mezid is potter, regular kimlay, the shoigeg is chayav, and we were scratching our heads and trying to figure out why you chayav b'shoigeg, what happened to kin lebidram, you know? So we thought that maybe the answer was what? It's the gzeres hakosov, and Taisa said, no, the gzeres hakosov is going to help you here. Why? Because the gzeres hakosov, according to Taisus, in the first answer, is only vis-a-vis the chiyav misa of truma. But once you superimpose another chiyav, i.e. the chorus of chometz, then the gzeres hakosov falls by the wayside. So comes Taisus and is searching for the true reason why shoigeg is chayav. Why is it that ha'oichel truma chometz bepesach the shoigeg is chayav to pay? What happened to Kim Lebed Ramine? That's today's kasha. That's the this is Tosis thrust in Ksubas Daf Lamed. This is the main part of the Tosim Sochem. Also in the Chavtes. Why is this fact true? According to Rabbi Chunin ben Akana Abaye yesterday, this should not be true. Why does the Mishnah say Eichel Trumas Chometz to Pesach B'Shoigeg Chayav? Zaktais is the following aside, and here's the aside, and here's where she begins. Even those who got lost a little bit in the Shach Matai from yesterday, you got to pick up from here. It's a whole new beginning. Comes Tyson says, the last of the skinny lines in Laman of Ibeis, V.A. Shloimer. Second to the last line, the shiny shegig the truma, mishum the tashlum in the day kapara, v'lo mamona. That's all Tosfos. That's it. Tosfos said, the very essence of Tashlume Truma is fundamentally different from all other Tashlumas in the Torah. We know about breaking windows, and we know about breaking arms. We know about a lot of different kinds of Tashlumas out there, but we have yet to be introduced to a new type of Tashlumen. It's called Kapara. The reason why the Torah makes me pay for the Truma, the formulation of the Tashlumin is a different type of Tashlumin. I am not reimbursing the Kohen for what I took. Rather, I am being mechaper for the Aveira that I did. I ate true b'shoigeg, I need a kapara. In Yad HaDiyoma, Aveiras need kaparas. So there are different kinds of kaparas. Some Aveiras require the kapara of tshuva, some Aveiras require Yisurin, some require Yom Kippur, some require Misa, some require Karbana, some require Misa's Bezin, some require Malka, some require going to Ir Miklot. There are different dargas of kapara, different halachas of kapara in the Torah. And one of the dinim of kapara is, if you ate truma b'shoigeg, it was a terrible Aveira, the Torah says you can be mechapa by paying the truma and giving a chaymish to boot, give it to the Kohen, and you're going to get a kapara for your Aveiras. That's the nature of the tashlumin. And as such, Taisa says, Kim Levid Ramine doesn't touch Tashlumi Kapara. Kim Levid Ramine touches Mominis, it doesn't touch Kapara. That's the real reason why Eichel Trumas Chometz Pesach B'Shoigeg is Chayav. Not because it's a Gzeres HaKosov, because this is different, because it's a this, it's a that, and the other thing. And not what, no. This Tashlumi Truma should have been subject to Kim Levid Ramine, but it's not, because Kim Levid Ramine doesn't apply to Tashlumi Kapara. Adkan Chiddush HaTosfos. Then Tosfos goes on to prove to you that Tashlumi Truma happens to be Kapara. It takes Tosfos a lot of work to prove that, and that's the next sugya. Hopefully we'll get to it later on in the week. But we're taking Tosfos' word for it right now. We're assuming that Tosfos' statement is a statement of fact that Tashlumi Truma is Tashlumi Kapara, and now the corollary of that statement is Kibbutz Rami, it doesn't apply. So we have two jobs for ourselves today, Rabbi Say. We have to first see, is this statement true? Are there Gemaras that bear this statement out? Are there Rishonim who perhaps support this idea? Are there Rishonim who disagree with this idea? And then once we get a picture as to what everybody else in the world has to say about this topic, then we have to ask the much more fundamental questions. Why should that be so? Why conceptually should Shlumi Kapara someone not be nitan to Kibbutz Rami Draminei? Do we have to get a little bit of a better understanding of Kibbutz Rami Draminei? Do we have to get a little bit of an understanding of Shlumi Kapara? Do we have to understand why the two of them somehow don't mix together? So we have a work cut out for us. So we have the what's and the why's. That's the theme, that's the goal of today. What does everybody else have to say about this? What do Chazal have to say about this? Are there any Chazals about this? And if Tum Tzolem Tais is correct, why in the world should it be so?
This event that we do with
No, so the Gemara there was not really being done on that Nakuda per se. The Gemara was could have theoretically been either Kapara or it was the Vimid, maybe a little bit, maybe, not necessarily. It's not necessarily Torah. So everybody said, do we have any Gemaras on this topic? Yeah. Yeah, all right. The corollary of this is that Me'ilah must be Mamun, right. Right. And Tosha says that. Right. For Me'ilah Yistach, there has to be, at least according to Rebbe, it's got to be Gzeis HaKasuf. Right. But the nature that Gzeis HaKasuf could be, that it's never going to be Nitan to Kibbutz Rami. And even Kares won't apply. Right. So Tosha got out of the steer. That's the bottom. What's important for us now is Tosha got rid of the steer of the Gemara's Mitzvachim. But in order to get rid of the steer, they had to create this new klal. So this is where Shia now begins. With the new klal. Tashlumi Kapara, and not Nitan to Kibbutz Rami. So a good way to test whether Tosfos' theory is correct would be to make a list of all the Tashlumi Kaparas that we have out there. I don't want to be a very long list. All the Tashlumi Kaparas that we have out there and try to see, do we have any Gemaras that say anything about these that would bear some relevance to our discussion? So we have to really start thinking about Tashlumi Kapara. Where else have we seen Tashlumi and Tashlumi Kapara? You know, let's be honest, the Gemara never said Tashlumi Truma is Tashlumi Kapara. I'm not even so sure that everybody agrees to that. But Tosfos said it to solve their problem. Are there any more Tashlumins out there in the Torah that we know for a fact are Kapara, or at least have some Shitas that say explicitly are Kapara? So anyone who ever went to camp should know the answer to this question, right? Because what daf is it on? It's in Machas and Daf Beis on the days, okay? As we've said many, many times over, the minig is from about fourth grade on, every summer you start with Ketzeh, Eden, Asim, Zomim, you get about a blot or so, you hit into Shaman B'Isha, B'Isha, Shaman B'Isha, you know, you get to the Ksuba, Sukkot, Daf Gimel, nobody knows what they're talking about, and then the summer comes down to an end. Next summer they start Nochamo back from Ketzeh, Eden, Asim, Zomim, 3-4 years in a row you learn the first, by my right, this is my experience, and so be it, and you convince them and said, as Machas ends on Daf Gimel, Medal. So I'll tell you the follow-up with this, okay? So Zev happens to be learning Maseches Machas. We happen to be starting it, we're learning it for his siyum for his bar mitzvah, but it was good chazar this year because they happen to be learning it in school this year also. So they started the Beis of Adam. So he has a big test today. He probably should have said to Hillel today that the test is over already, probably feel a shove at this point. But he had a big bechina from the Beis of Adam to the Gimel of Adam. So when he told me the other day that they finished the Mishnah, when they finished to the Mishnah, I thought he meant to the first Mishnah about the Ksuba stories. No, we finished that. I said, how long did it take Rabbi to explain that to you about Shalom B'Isham 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 B'Ksubasa? About a minute. I said, okay, good. I said, I'm glad you really got that down pat. Okay, good. All right. So, probably one of the most complicated rashis of all of Shas. Okay. They skimmed the rashi. All right, anyway. So everybody, to get back to the story. So we were steiging up the sugi yesterday. We were mamish holding together, talking about this on the Beis Maseches Machas. But the Gemara raises the question about the following tashlumin in the Torah. The tashlume kofir. It even sounds a little bit like kapara. Same shorish. Im kofir yishas alav, v'nasan pijay nafshay kechon ashe yishas alav. No? What does that mean? Person owns a shore. The shore comes ashore. Muad kills 3 people. Somehow Beis never got their hands on the shore. They were supposed to get their hands and kill the shore, but somehow it keeps on getting away. And finally kills a 4th person. And then what's the din? So then, the Bailim, Gamba all of you must, the Chayim Misa. So the Gemara says, doesn't really mean the Chayim Misa, the Chayim Misa de Shemayim. But, they can be Mechapa for that Aveira, Im Kaifi Shaslav, they have to pay Tashlume Kaifa. So what is Tashlumei Kofer? So the Gemara quotes about Chalekes HaTanoim and Beis and Beis and Maseches Machkes, whether Tashlumei Kofer is what we call Dmei Nizak or Dmei Mazik. Is it the value of the victim, or is it the value of the person who owned the shore? It's one of those unclear pronouns. Im Kofer Yushasa Lov V'Nasan Pidyo Nafsho. You should give the ransom of his soul. Of course, it's unclear whether his soul refers back to the Mazik soul or the Nizak soul. So the Gemara thought in Machas the Beis and the Beis that that Machlekes was a lumdish Machlekes, a fundamental conceptual Machlekes about whether Kofer is mumminous. Am I paying as a restitution? Am I paying as a, like say, I broke a window, I got to pay the value of the window. So if I sure killed somebody, I have to pay the value of the victim. That's what one Mandiyama says, the main Nizuk. So that Mandiyama held it was mumminous, whereas the other Mandiyama says you pay your value. You pay your value for it. So the answer is you're not paying the value of the person. You can't pay back the value of a person. What you're paying is as a kapara for your terrible aveir that you let your wild shore go loose and you didn't watch it. You really should lose your nefesh. You should taka b'chaim yisud deshimayim, and the Torah is giving you an opportunity to pay money. It's mamish. It's like swinging a chicken around your head. Zeh kaparasi, zeh turasi. Anyone done that recently? Zeh chalifasi. That's what v'nasim pidyon nafsho is. So therefore it makes sense that it should be your value, not the victim's value. So that's such a lumdish machlekes. The machlekes atanoim, whether it's the main mazik or the main nizik, it's such a beautiful machlekes. Such a lumdish. It's like an achareinish shtickle Torah that the Gemara says. It's so beautiful that if you hold the main nizik, then it's mumminess. If you hold the main mazik, then it's kofer. And then the Gemara kind of disappoints us a little bit and says, no, it's not true. Everybody agrees it's kapara. It's called kofer. How could it not be kapara? Of course it's kapara. So why does one Tana say you paid to me nizak? It's exerce a kosef. And the Gemara quotes you with the pasuk is hashaslamat holds tolchad gadya on makas the base. So when all the dust settles on makas the base and the base, one thing comes out very very clear. The maskanas advarim is that kofer is a tashlumi kapara. So we're going to make an exhaustive list of all tashlumi kapara that we know in the Torah, right? Because we really really need a reference point to know what the din of truma is, because Tosfos put truma on the list. Okay. We're not even sure that truma belongs on the list, but we'll take Tosis for his word for it. So we're looking for the cases that are really, really, truly belong on the list. So Baruch Hashem, we learned Machas Abeis, we passed the test this morning, and we came to the realization that Kufra is Kapara. So Kufra is on the list. So we have two things on the list. Do you have anything else on the list? No. Very, very short list. I have no idea what else to put on the list. I don't know. Maybe I'll find some other things along the way. But we're going to have to suffice with what we got. So everybody say, it's all there is or ain't no more. So our whole discussion is going to have to revolve around kofer. And we're going to raise the following shaila. What would the din be if a person becomes chayv miso at the same time that he's chayv kofer? Would there be a din of kibbutz ramen or not? That's our experiment, everybody. So we're going to the lab. Remember yesterday we spent a lot of time in the lab. So today's experiment is as follows. We're going to create a case. We're going to have to work really, really hard. We're going to have to use a lot of creativity for this one, Rabbi Say. But we can do it. We're going to create a case where I'm Chayev Misa and Chayev Kofer simultaneously. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for the following result. Either the result will be Kimli Dramine will kick in, or Kimli Dramine will not kick in. If Kimli Dramine does kick in, then I know the Tosis is not correct. The Kibbutz Ramani doesn't kick in, then I know Tosis is right. This is the way to go, right? So again, Tosis came up this grandiose theory, this whole idea that Tashlumi Kapara not nita the Kibbutz Ramani. We have no idea how to prove this Tosis is right or not, because we have so few cases to go on, but we did learn Machas the Bay 16 times, so we know that Kofer is a good example, finally, to test. We just have to really create a good case of Kofer coinciding with the Chiyah Mises Beis, then it's going to be a little hard to pull that one off, but we could do it, as I said. Because we have to remember the comma at the end of the second paragraph. Do you want the Mamre Kermis? What is the Gemara saying? End the second paragraph of the comma. Got a Gemara for me? Got a Gemara, got a sheets, whatever you got. Still something about the hard covering, which I don't like. After spending 26 blah telling you who's chayv in this and who's chayv in that, and which nezek pays this, which pays that, the Gemara decides in Chavav, for some interesting reason, to create these kavachomers in all directions, to change everything you learned for the last 26 blah. And the end, the Gemara says each kavachomer is wrong. Each one is contradicted by a pasuk, but the Gemara plays out each one logically. So here's one. If I kill a person, I should be chayav kofer. It's the Gemara's kasha. Let that be true. We all know it's not true. We're going to find out in a second it's not true. But let's make a kal v'chomer. Any murderer should be chayav kofer. What's the kal v'chomer? It's the kal v'chomer. Umashor she'enu chayav abad devarim. If my ox damages somebody, I only have to pay for the nezek. I only pay for the damage stuff. I don't have to pay for the doctor's bills. I don't have to pay for the embarrassment. I don't have to pay for the loss of work. I don't have to pay for the pain. We call the dollar devarim, the extra things above and beyond the damage. That chiddush of dollar devarim is only by a person, an adam hamazik, not by an animal that's mazik. That's a given. It's a pasuk. So madoch ashor doesn't pay dollar devarim, and it's chayav koifer. But if my shor kills somebody, it's a chayav koifer. Adam shechayav be'abod devarim in a din shechayav koifer. A person who's chayiv in the four things. So you see that in the hierarchy of mazik. What's a more chayiv mazik, right? Where's
Weinbach, right?
Where's Weinbach, okay? So what do we have? We have Shor versus Adam. The guys who went in this year 3 years ago, don't even bother to think you can understand what that joke was. Ashley will explain to you afterwards, okay? So you have Shor and Adam. Which is a greater mazik? Who's stronger, who's weaker? Obviously what? Obviously, Adam. How do you know that Adam's a greater mazik? Adam is more chiyuv. He pays dal devarim. Sure, doesn't pay dal devarim. So madach Adam pays dal devarim. Sure, doesn't. So sure, the pays kofar. For sure, Adam should pay kofar also. That's the havamin of the Gemara. It's gevaldik a kavachomer, and the Gemara says the kavachomer is right. It's an ironclad. It's a perfect kavachomer. Except, sorry to disappoint you. What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Easy come, easy go. Not the first kavachomer to go by the wayside, not the last kavachomer to go by the wayside. That's the way it is. It's a gzeres hakosov that Adam doesn't pay kofar. Oh well. No, Rabbi Sai, what do you see from this Gemara? What do you see from the Gemara? Don't focus on the maskanas of Gemara for a second. Focus on the havamina. What was the havamina? You could have had an Adam paying kofar. What would the words have meant? Adam paying kofar. Give me a case of Adam paying kofar. What does that mean? He killed someone. That's what a shor does. A shor pays kofar when he kills someone, and the parallel would have been an Adam haretzeach, who should have paid kofar. And the Torah had to go out of its way to write an extra word of Allah. The Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't write extra words for nothing. So in the Chochmas Hashem, every single letter, every single nuance, every kutz, it's kodesh kadoshim, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo put an extra word into the Torah, so to speak. Just to offset this ridiculous kavachomer. Because it's not such a ridiculous kavachomer. It's a really good kavachomer. If the Rebbeinu Shlom wrote a word into the Torah to offset this kavachomer, that means the kavachomer was shtark, was glat. It was a very, very powerful kavachomer. It happens to be wrong, because the Torah said it's wrong. But except for the fact that there's a cost of refuting it, it really would have made a lot of sense. So comes Tosfos, in Bava Kama, Daf Dalet and Aleph, and references this kavachomer. And Tosfos says, hey, wait a second. One second. Stop. What do you mean? What kind of havim, what kind of crazy havim is that an Adam or a tzeach should pay kofar that flies in the face of what? What was the Gemara thinking? Why did the Torah, why did the Baruch Shalom have to write a word in the Torah to offset such a silly kavachomer? We should have said the kavachomer is hevel of olam, it's bottle of avuto. It's logically consistent, but it's wrong because it's flying in the face of a cloud gadol of kibbutz d'raminei. What does Taisus remember of comment of Dalam and Alf? What does Taisus say? Everyone saw the Taisus and Dalam and Alf? I didn't put the Taisus on? I didn't put the Taisus on. I put on the sheet of Kubetzis, right? Okay. So I'll just read the Taisus at Dalam and Alf. It's all the same kasha. Let's listen to this Taisus. Taisus says, the lo mifta bishum kim lebid ramine. The mashma, the ilaf kura, the alav lo adam, have you afirin adam ishosh, is chayiv. Mazed misa v'kayfer. Taisa says, no, Kimon Ramine wouldn't have applied. And they never say why. Now you want to know why they didn't put it on, because they don't tell you why. They leave you hanging. Taisa leaves your mamish hanging in midair. Taisa says, Zevin from this Gemara, the Kimon Ramine doesn't apply to kayfer. And they don't explain why. Kumshita b'kubhatsas. and says why? He fills in the gap that's missing in Taisus. What's the answer, Rabbi Isai? No, what does the Shita say? Why doesn't it apply? Because it's what? Because it's Kapara. So Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Isai, we have just found the support for our Taisus tucked away in Ksubas Taflam and Rabbeis. Taisus suggested this theory, they have this hypothesis that Kimmel Ramine doesn't pater Kapara. They did not tell us why that's so. We have no idea why it's so. They did not give us any real rias for it. They just used it to explain where to get themselves out of a pickle that they created from the steer of the two Gemaras of Psachim from yesterday, which they could have snuck out like Taisus did in the end of Taisim Psachim, but Taisim Ksuba somehow never learned Psachim. They didn't want to get to that answer. So Taisim Ksuba is looking for another answer, and in order to solve this problem, they created this new concept called Tashlumi Kapara and Kimlei. Kimlei doesn't pass the Tashlumi Kapara. Baruch Hashem, we found the raya from Taisus, from a Gemara tucked away in Chavav and Bavakama, from an extra word in the Torah. A level of Adam, the necessity to tell me that the Kavachayim is Nishkin Kavachayim, to tell me that Adam HaBertzeach doesn't pay Koyfer, Zevin Fendof of this Gemara, that if not for the Zesakos, he would have paid Koyfer, notwithstanding the Kimlei, Kimlei doesn't apply to Kapar. That's a raya. Of course, that's assuming that we just read that Gemara and Bavakama correctly. Comes the Shit Mekubetzes in another place. And quotes from who? When saw? From Rabbeinu Peretz? Everyone saw Rabbeinu Peretz? What? I put two sheets on, right? I only put one on. Which one did I put on? Is that the one that just said what I just said? No. Okay, that's why. I thought I put both on. All right? In one place, Tosfos writes, there's one place the Shulchan Aruch Tosfos writes, the pshat is, there's no kimlei because it's a kapara. But in the other place, they quote from Rabbeinu Peretz. In this other one? Let me see the other sheet. See the other sheet. This is one that's on? Okay, so there are two of them that should have been on. My mistake. This is from Tamid Rabbeinu Peretz. He asked the same kasha. What are you talking about? What kind of kavachom are you hachmei chanik with? The kachnira zok tishita, the kachnira the farish, the lo shayach lemifter mikim lebidramine, elamomon sheimo. Kugon to Mav Lodus, to Mihosam Nafkalan toward the Kibbe Dramine, to Dashidenheim ye awesome Ishalayanish with Mav Lodus. Have a bit meha Isha and a herreges? Lamif to Mishum Kibbe Dramine. Ulahaka Amar Hokashe Shalom to Ben Narragli Yershit. What did Rabbeinu Peretz just say? Tell me, Rabbeinu Peretz. That we totally and completely misapplied Kibbe Dramine. Give me some cases. Give me a few cases. Just bounce around one or two cases. Popular case of Kibbutz Rabbi. Start off with the one, the Chumash. What's the case of Kibbutz Rabbi, the Chumash? I'm killing somebody, right? I killed somebody, whoever I killed, not clear who I killed. I killed Reuven, the Torah says, and in the process, I also want, I also called a miscarriage. So the Torah says, in the Ason, yeah, so then you don't pay, right? That's one case. Give me another case, Kibbutz Rabbi. What's the Mishnah case? So we went from the Chumash to the Mishnah. What's the case of the Mishnah? Right? I burned down a guy's house, right, on Shabbos. Kibbutz Rabbeinu. Okay? This is not Kibbutz Rabbeinu. When I kill a person, we're trying to be done, should I pay kofar? There's nishkin Kibbutz Rabbeinu. You know why? Kibbutz Rabbeinu means when I have two chiyuvim for two different things that are now coinciding. So I have a chiyuv for killing Reuven, and I have a chiyuv for paying the mevlodas. They coincide. Kibbutz Rabbeinu and patters me. I burnt down a house on Shabbos. I have a chiyuv for losasik and melacha. I have a dini mamnis for adam amazik. Kibbutz Rabbeinu and knocks out the chiyuv mamnis. Here, it's one thing. The one thing I did was I killed Reuven. There is no second mechayiv. There's no second ma'is. There's no second chiyuv out there. There's one avera. And it happens to be that one avera could potentially carry with it two onshim. It could carry an onshim of misa and an onshim of mamon. And that's not the parsha of Kibbutz Rabbeinu is up to me to Rabbeinu Peretz. But chlal, that's not Kibbutz Rabbeinu. The whole Kibbutz Rabbeinu is such a chiddush, we never in a million years would have figured it out on our own. It's learned out from Sukkim. In a billion years I wouldn't have figured it out on my own. So come to me to Rabbeinu Peretz and say, but medvar mamurim that Kibbutz Rabbeinu applies, is when they're two separate mechayim. If it's one ma'aseh mechayev, If it's one chiyuv to begin with, it's very possible you could pay two things for one chiyuv. There's no such pshuach kibbutz drammin in that. And therefore, it's nitan le'yomer. It is possible to say that an other maratzeh is chayav nisu bezin and he has to pay mamonis. It's not so far-fetched. It's not contradicted by kibbutz drammin. It happens not to be true. Why is it not true? Because there is exists a cost of a law of adam, so there is no chiyuv kofer. At the end of the day, it's true. There is no chiyuv kofer for a pure technical gzeiras hakosov, but don't introduce kibbutz drammin into the sugya shtei in Tamid Rabbeinu Peretz. That is not the same as Tosfos by us at all. Tosfos by us, the other sheet that I should have put the other, I thought I put the other one on also, but the sheet that writes in a different place that the reason why you need a pasuk a lovel adab is like Tosfos writes in Ksubas Daf Lamed, because it's Tashlumi Kapara, because you've been a parent, it's a totally different reason. Lagamri, a different reason. So Rabbi said, we thought we had discovered the world, we thought we discovered the case, which is going to be a proof positive that. Hold on. We thought we were going to find the Raya Brewer Shalom Atshuva that Kimlay and Kapara just don't go together. Kimlay doesn't pot to make Kapara. That's what we thought. We thought we had a Raya from Tashlumei Kofer, and now we're going to extrapolate from Kofer to Truma. We thought we were in business. Come to the Bein Peretz and says, you're not in business, Bechlal. Bechlal, you're not in business. You know why? Why are you not in business? Kofa's a different reason. Because it's the same Ice of Eira. That's why there's no Kimlay. Rabbi Sai, we're not happy with these Tamid Rabbeinu Peretz. Because they're ruining our Shia. They're ruining our Tosfos. We're very, very upset. But Rabbi Sai, don't get too upset at them. You know why? We could use them. How could we use Tamid Rabbeinu Peretz? They can get us out of yesterday shir. How do they get us out of yesterday shir? Taisa's home kasha. What was Taisa's home kasha? What happened to Kimlay? Gevalt Kishrigin. According to Bechunu Ben Akrona, Widabaye, why isn't the Kimlay Betashlumi Truma? Why is the Kimlay Betashlumi Meila? Gevalt, the world's coming to an end. And Taisa's out of scramble and this Gemara, that Gemara, the other Gemara. Taisa's out of make up Gzeres Akosovs. Tamir Rabbein Peretz take one look at that kasha. And what do they say? Kusha Mekara Leisa. There never was a kasha. That's one chiyuv. Bechlal, that's not kimlay altogether. So Rabbi said, we now have a double machlekes between our taisus and taisus of Ben Peretz. It's a double machlekes, and it's the shitasam. Everybody has to explain away two phenomena. You have to explain away what happened to kimlay by truma, and you have to explain away what happened to kimlay by koifer, because the Gemara ignores it in both cases. So according to our Tosfos, you have to say that by Truma, Xeris HaKosov. Xeris HaKosov. Either Xeris HaKosov or Kapara, right? You have to say something about Xeris HaKosov or Kapara. Okay? So according to our Tosfos, yeah, let's forget the Xeris HaKosov. According to our Tosfos, you have to go down the route of Kapara. According to Tamid Rabbeinu Peretz, you don't have to go down the route of Kapar. I have a simple answer why there's no Kimlay, both by Truma and by Koifer, because it's Chada V'chayev. So there's a double Machloikis Tyson Tamid Rabbeinu Peretz. It's Machloikis is Kapar Shaykh to Kimlay, and Machloikis number two is this Kimlay Pater when it's the same Chayev. It's a double Machloikis. So Rabbi said, but again, you know, so we're happy and sad with Tamir Rabbeinu Peretz. We're happy because they could have gotten us out of shir yesterday. But on the other hand, they're throwing a monkey wrench into our Shtickel Torah now. We still want to go down this route of Tashlumei Kapara, there's no Kimlay. We found a raya from a Gemara. Some Rishonim actually say it beferish, whereas the Tamir Rabbeinu Peretz think it's not a different route. What is the Kimlay there?
Yeah, why is there, you know, by Tashlumei Truma you still have to pay?
By the wild case, you mean? The case of the Me'ila is not a problem.
Right, that's not a problem.
No, it's also a problem. The Me'ila is also a problem. It's the Isser of Chametz No, no, the meal is okay. The meal is okay. But by truma would still be a problem. No, then you could just say gzeres hakosef. Right, right. You can hide behind gzeres hakosef.
Right.
So Rabbi Sai, a lot is revolving around that havamin and daf chavav. Imagine Chazal wouldn't have bothered to spend time to ask these crazy kavachomers. You have to like scratch your head. Why did Chazal have to spend so much time asking these silly kavachomers that get rejected anyway? Chazal knew they're going to get rejected. Lichten this kavachomer is the holy shear here. Lichten that potential kavachomer is this unbelievable possibility that there's no kimle. Kimle doesn't apply to kaifer either for Taisa's reason or for Ben Peretz's reason. Is there any other way to read that gemara? Because that gemara now became the pivotal gemara. Everything's now just changed. We thought we were learning subas. Happens with us all the time. We thought we were learning subas daf lama. We ended up learning the morning mesechta. We really learned bava kama daf chavav. The real question that we have to now ask ourselves is again, back to bava kama daf chavav. What do you mean? There's exerce a kosev, a love, the low, ala adam. That there's no kaifer for an adam haratzeach. Tapekle. What happened to kimle? Right, right. What happened to kimle? Why did that solve the problem? So what do we have so far? We have Taisus because it's kapara. We have Rabbeinu Peretz because it's what? Because it's chada, mechayev. Do we have any other answers? Any other answers, Rabbi Sai? Comes the Sefer Yoreim. Rabbi Elazar emits. I don't think I put that in my own closet. Comes the Sefer Yoreim and asks the same exact kasha. This was the kasha in Europe in the 1100. Everybody asked this kasha. You know, if you wanted to be a Baal Tosfos, you had to ask this kasha. Comes with Lesbian Mitz. Haley Talmud from Rabbeinu Tam. Lesbian Mitz asks the same cash and he says, I'll tell you why you need a pasuk. Zokter Lesbian Mitz, Kimle would have potted you from Kaifer. Unlike Artesis, unlike Rabbeinu Peretz. Let's play for a moment the scenario out. Reuven kills Shimon, comes to Beis Din. Beis Din says, Yechayev Misa. Oh, and we have a shtickle Kavachayme. Oh, Yechayev Kofer also. Oh, we can't make Yechayev Kofer because of Kimlei. And Shimon's Yershim go ahead and do what? What do? They go take the Kofer anyway. They say, you killed our father, we're going to take the Kofer anyway. The Teifes the Kofer. Now what? Who knows the din? Any Chiyav that you're really supposed to pay, but Kimlei potted you, Zok to Rashi, famous Rashi, but Metzia what? The Tfisa works. The person who's Magilo, the money, really, he can take the money. If he takes it, we can't take it away from him. You know why? Zok to Rashi, Kimle Biramine is a din in what? We haven't yet said it, but the first time here now. It's a tour in Beis Din. That means Beis Din can't make you pay. Are you really chayef to pay? Absolutely you chayef to pay. And Rashi, Zok, you chayef to such an extent that if the other guy decides to take the law into his own hands, so be it, he could be Taiface. If I'm Taiface something that's not Magili, if I walk into your house and Taiface something that's not Magili, you know what I'm called? I'm called a Ganav, and Beis is going to take it away from me. But if I'm Taiface something that's Magili, just that Beis's hands were tied because of the parsha and Mishpatim of Kimlei, Tfisa works. No? What's your lesbian mitzvah's teretz? You want to know why do you need a pasuk to tell me there's no Chi of Kaifer? Tapek like Kimlei. Tapel like Kimlei. Kimlei is a half-baked svara. Kimlei would have just meant, the Beza would have said, oh well, Reuben, you killed Shimon, all right, you really chaya both, we're not going to make you pay, but if Shimon, Shimon's kids, go take the money, if you take it, we won't stop you. I would have thought they could do that. Kamash v'lon the pasuk what? What does a love of Adam teach me, says Reuben Lesbi Mitz? That there's no Chi of Bechlal. If Shimon's kids grab from Reuben, they're going to love him. They have no right to grab. There never was a Chi of Kaifer. It's not that there's a Chi of Kaifer, but there's a Ptur of Kimlei. No, there's no Chi of Kaifer, Bechlal. That's the necessity for the Pasuk, says Rabbi Elazar Mitz. That's a whole different ballgame. That's neither Taisus by us, nor Rabbeinu Peretz. Both Taisus and Rabbeinu Peretz are similar in the sense that they both believe that For some mysterious reason, Kiblei doesn't apply, and you have to figure out what that reason is. So Taisus made up one reason, made a Parasach another reason. They say if Yerayim is parting ways with these other Balei Taisus and saying that Kiblei does apply, Kain, yes, there is Kiblei. But if it's based on just Kiblei, there would have been a Chiyuv Dei Shemayim, Tfisa would have worked, Kamash V'lan, that even Tfisa doesn't work. That's a whole different ballgame, like Gamre, a different ballgame. Is there any other possibility in the sugya? Any other need for the Kal V'Chomer? I'm sorry, any other need for the Pasuk to refute the Kal V'Chomer? What happened to Kiblei? Please tell me what happened to Kiblei. Tosfos gave one answer, made a Parasach to another answer, Iran gave a third answer. Tell me what happened to Kiblei. Can anyone explain to me, give me a fourth pshat in Mevakamad Al-Chavav, what happened to Kiblei? Why do you need a Pasuk to tell me there's no Chiyah for Kaifer for Ritzach? Anybody look at Rashi? Anybody look at bother looking at Rashi? No. What does Rashi say? What? Rashi. Bukama. Baba Manalf. Rashi says, if you hey Adam Chaya Bekoifer, Rashi's gearing up for the Gemara's Kasha. If you hey Adam Chaya Bekoifer. So Rashi's very, very nervous. He is very, very nervous to read this kash. You know why? Because in the back of his mind, he preempted Tosfos, and he preempted Rabbeinu Peres, and he preempted the Arayim. Rashi also learned, also realized there's a Kiblei issue here. What's the Gemara Jirena? It's going to wasting our time with the Kabchim, with the Gezer Sakosov. Tape of life, Kiblei's butter. Dr. Rashi, Kedarke Bekoidish, Rashi answered the question, rather than asking the question even. Right? Rashi didn't say, if you have time with this Kiblei, what did Rashi say? V'yadim Chai Bekoidim, Kigon, Bemazed, Flawasube. Hakamai Skibni is amazed, but he didn't get Hasra. The Laysi Bakhtos is not going to be Chamisa. Flawbagolas is not going to be Yomiklid either. What did Rashi just say? Rashi said, you know why there's no Kimlay? Because it's a case where there's no Kimlay, because there's no Mrs. Basedin. Rashi said, the case of the Gemara is Hakamai Skibni, there's no Mrs. Basedin. That's what Rashi just said. Rashi was bothered with the same Kasha. So from the fact that Rashi had to come up with another answer, Rashi disagreed with this, and Rashi disagreed with this, and Rashi disagreed perhaps with it. Rashi solved the problem in one fell swoop and said, how come am I a skina? You know what? Ain misas rein yo Mrs. Bazin. There's no such thing. There's no Mrs. Bazin here. Because there was no Hasra. The boy say, alarm should go off on this Rashi. Every penalty marker on the play should go down right now. What is it? Three words. Ram Tan V'Chizkiah. It was hard enough for us to explain away that Rashi ignored Tan V'Chizkiah by Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. That was Habitzar. That was yesterday's problem. But to ignore Tan V'Chizkiah by Misas Beisdin, that's impossible. What's Rashi talking about? How did Rashi solve the problem? So Rashi had Kizuk, there's no Misas Beisdin, don't worry about it, there's no Kimur HaShoyim. Yeah, really? Super Slamet, hey? Yeah, really? But Ram Tan V'Chizkiah. So you know what the Rashba is often this Rashi? What does the Rashba say in this Rashi? The Rashba says that Rashi was so bothered with the Kasha what happened to Kimlei, he didn't buy into any of these other Terutzim. He was forced to learn that the Shaklam Tarim, this Sugya, again, this is all just the Papula Bialba, this whole Sugya. None of it's true anyway. In the end of the day, there's no kosher. It's exist because of anyway, we know that. The whole Kasha, the whole Shaklam Tarim of the Gemara was, according to those Tanoim who don't accept Tan V'Chizkiah, that's like parenthesis. If you don't hold a Tan V'Chizkiah, hey, I got a great Kal V'Chomer for you. But if you accept Tan V'Chizkiah, then it's a poor Kal V'Chomer. There's no case, because it's always covered immediately by Kiblei. So these three, four lines in the Gemara are just Pupula B'Alma, Liba, to those who disagree with Tan V'Chizkiah. You ever heard of such a Gemara that such a silly thing? Becomes relentless and has kashas according to shittas you don't paskin like. What do we paskin? What do we have sugyas about? Shemim Nasias and Shemim Aktimnis and Rechoni Ben Akonas. Then we would have nothing to talk about for the last 5 weeks. So this Gemara throws us into the pile of another Gemara. That's just Rui Milsa. According to Nan Tan V'Chizkiah, what would you say? That's a Rashba Shtei Pshat and Rashi. Because otherwise the kasha is so glaring it's impossible to be Rashi any other way. Rabbi said, what do you see from this Rashi, though? And the fact that Rashi had to learn this very, very difficult, quote-unquote, textual pshat in the Gemara, the whole kash, the Gemara, shalei kaloch, what do you see from Rashi? That Rashi holds that lo yitzuya, you would be chayav nisa. You better believe there would be kimle dramina here. Ah, it's kapara. It's the only tashlumin we know for a fact is kapara. So what? Zok Rashi, I'm not mechuyev to my grandchildren's chiddush and ksubas taflamin aleph. Taflamin. I think that what? I think this kimle even my tashlumin kapara. I have been a parrot. It's a chadam mechayev. Been mechuyev to Rabbeinu Peretz. It's still tired. Not mechuyev to Rabbeinu Peretz. So comes out Rabbi Yisai, the Rishonim now split right down the middle on Daf Chavavim and Aleph and Babakama about our very Shaila. What was our Shaila? We wanted to know, is the Kimle for Kapara or not? So Tosis by us fell back and says, no, and that was Tosis' best way of explaining away the contradiction of Sugyas, because he didn't want to go the route of the Tosim Sochem, that Oda Marie. This is Tosis' best shot. They put their best foot forward when they learned Ksuba Staf Lamed. They didn't even bother quoting the Oda Marie. So Tosis is the basic sheet is that Tosis and Shas, the fundamental sheet of Tosis and Ksubis, and the primary sheet in Tosis and Psachim, is that there's no Kimle on Kapara. They stick to their guns. There's no Kimle on Kapara. They are taken on by Rabbeinu Peretz, taken on by the Yerayim, taken on by Rashi, but they still stick to their position. Unless Rashi held it was so far-fetched to say that that's what you need it for. So far. Rashi don't believe that. Unless you want to say some really fancy schmancy about mashals and stuff and when Tfisa works and that, but we're not going to say that. So Rabbi say, we've answered the what, means what does everybody else have to say about the topic. We've seen that a lot of other Rishonim have what to say about the topic. It's not quite what Tosfos had to say about the topic. And that pivotal Gemara of Chavav, that was the Gemara of Babakava Chavav, that was the greatest support for Tosfos, has at least three different ways of reading that won't lead us down the route of Tosis. And the other great Gemara, the Gevaldik Abam Kasha that Tosis asked, which got the whole ball rolling, which forced up the cup with the Shekel Torah, was not such a Abam Kasha in the first place. Because after all, Tosis and Psachim had another Yodah Marie. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, there was never really a Kasha to begin with. The whole Shekel Torah never got off the ground. So we're far from convinced from Tosis. Far, far, far from convinced from Tosis that the reality really is that there's no Kimle on Kapara. No, but it's the same fundamental question, namely, is a Tashlumi Kapara in the Parsha of Kimle Drama? It's the same question. It doesn't matter whether the ownership of Misa is real Misa, Misa, Shemaim, or Karas, those are all technicalities. I don't think so. I think it's one fundamental question, is Tashlumi Kapara Shayach to Kimle Yana? But the Gemara, that's why if you ask Avram Zev that, he'd say there's no such mandiyama. The Gemara says the kuli amaku for kapara. The Gemara concludes that. The Gemara concludes that the kuli amaku for kapara. Just mamish as an aside before we get back to the main swing of things. Rashi threw in another line of Daf Chavav and Aleph, an extra word that he didn't really have to say. Rashi is searching for the case where what? Where there's no Mises Bezdin, right? There's no real Onesh being meted out. That's what Rashi is searching for. He's looking for a case where there's no real Onesh, and all you're going to throw at me is Tan V'Chizkiya, and the Rashi said, I'm going to ignore Tan V'Chizkiya. So you have to look at Rashi and Chavav and Aleph through the eyes of those who disagree with Tan V'Chizkiya. So Rashi is trying to show you, to give you, to illustrate a case where there's no Kimle Dramina, according to the non-Tan V'Chizkiya people. So what's the case that Rashi came up with? Rashi said, you killed somebody without what? Without Hasra. And therefore you're not Chayiv Nisa. And Rashi threw in another three words that are really, really superfluous. What were they? And you're not Chayiv Golos either. You're not Chayiv to go to your Miklat. So? And if you would have been Chayiv to go to your Miklat? And if the case would have been B'Shoigig Mamish? But you're not Chayiv Nisa? This is non-Tan V'Chizkiya people. What do you see from Rashi? A Chiddush Gadol. What do you see from Rashi? Even according to those who don't accept Tan V'Chizkiya, if you have to go to Golos, there's no Mamun. You know why? Golos is a what? Golos is an einish. Golos is not just a runaway refuge to stay away from Kodam. Golos is b'toras onish. And even nine times of Yechizkiyos would accept Kibbutz Ramine by Golos. They would disagree with it by Mezid without Hasra, because then you nishtah nishtahir. You don't get Chiyuv Bisa Beis, you don't get Golos, you get nothing. There's no practical onish. Then there's Kibbutz Ramine according to nine times of Yechizkiyos. So just as an aside, for us it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference, because we hold the Tan V'chizkiyah. But according to the non-Tan V'chizkiyah, if such a person exists, if there's such a shita that Rashi is claiming the Gemara is assuming, then you see just an interesting twist from that Rashi, an interesting chiddush from the Rashi. But again, that's an aside. Back to our regular story, if I say. Are there any other rayas whether the should or should not be Kibbutz Ramine by Tashlumi Kapara? I mean, Truma can go so many different ways. Kofa can go so many different ways. We made a list of all the Chivik Kapara that we know under the sun. And we had an exhaustive list of two. Maybe. According to Tosis, two. According to others, maybe only one. I don't even know. But any other case of Kapara in the Torah? Any other case of Kapara in the Torah? I don't think. Nobody ever read Chumash here. Tell me one other thing that you have to pay, which is clearly kapara. It's a trick. It's not really pay. I'll rephrase it. You have to bring a korban. Korban is not kapara. If a korban is not kapara, what is kapara? V'chiper hakohen. V'chiper hakohen. You name the truck. Whatever chiper korban you want to put in. Pasha Stav, it's got to be in there somewhere. Yibir Korban. What would the din be if a person does something at the same time that he's chai of Mises Beis Din, he happens to also be chai of a Korban for something else? The guy's a real winner. He did two Averis at the same time. One was a chai of Mises Beis Din, and one was a chai of to bring a Korban. Would you say Kim of Jeramine there or not? That would be a good test case. Comes a shit with Kubatsin and says, it's a fair Shigamar, Masecha Shabbos. Anyone learned Shabbos recently? One of those things we didn't learn. That Hatzah, the one Malach we didn't learn last year. The Gemara talks about a situation, a guy does a double act of Hatzah. He carries a Kli and Ochel at the same time. There's food inside the Kli. The guy's really tzimished. He didn't learn Hilchos Shabbos too well. He didn't come for Junzman. He missed Julaizman. And he doesn't realize that to carry a Kli, maybe that's that you're not allowed to do. To carry the food, you're allowed to do. He ends up being Mechal Shabbos twice. Once the Mezid, once the Shuk, the same Shabbos. The real, real klutz. Mechal Shabbos twice at the same time. So he's chayiv misa for one of those acts of Chil Shabbos. And you know what the Mishnah says? The Gemara says? By the way, it has to be the korban also. Not for the act that he did b'meizah, you don't bring a korban for meizah, but for the act of Chil Shabbos b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban. So zok teshitim kubet says, well, you have to bring a korban for. So kim lebid raminei. It's the same action. Why is that any different from burning down a house on Shabbos? Why should I bring the korban? So here's the third case. Says the Shibu Gubet, says, what are the Mishayim derailing us and wasting the time and the whole Shibu Torah is about, is there Kapar, is there Kibbeh Kapar, not Kibbeh, yeah, no, maybe, it's a fair Shibu Gemara. Gemara says, Prem Moli, that you have to be in a Korban, even though you're taken to the base of Skila at the same time. Zevin Fendor says the Shibu Gubet, that Tais is right. Did I put that sheet on my Mekomis? Didn't put that one on either? Okay. It was whichever ones I wanted, whichever ones, you know. There is a Shibu Gubet that's tucked away. I think it's in the one that I didn't put on. It's part of the same one that I didn't put on, enough from Gimel. But the Shita says, of course, Kibbutz Ramine doesn't pat the kapara. It doesn't pat the korban, that's a fair shigamar. A raya brew from Texas. If you were being a parent of the Ray Marashi, what would you think about that raya? What do you think about that raya? I think it's a raya. You think that's a raya? And the fact that you don't bring a korban, for the fact that you bring a korban and Kimle doesn't pat you from korban, Zetman Fendah, that Kimle shouldn't pat you from koyfish, shouldn't pat you from truma. Because after all, these are the three cases of kapara in the Torah, right? Right? What's wrong? What do all the other Bishayim say? This is Kinray B'chol. Which of these three is not like the other? Kofa, truma, korban, which one is not like the other? These are all kapara, 100%. But we're not talking about kapara. We're talking about tashlumei kapara. Bring your korban to Beis HaMikdash is not tashlumin. Bring your korban to Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah havas korban, which will accomplish kapara for you. It's not tashlumei kapara. Pinchayze b'tshuva in Yom Kippur is not a tashlume kapar. It's a mitzvah tshuva that's going to accomplish kapar for you. An interesting chiddush. A guy does an aveira, but makes it. He's chayav misas beis din. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to do tshuva in Yom Kippur for anything because kima b'draminei, it potted me. Well, this is silliness is that. Kim Levin Ramin, it only makes sense in the realm of Tashlumin. You want to pilpul where the Tashlumin Kapar are so radically different than Tashlumin Mammon, you're entitled to your discussion. And Rabbi Nepharis can say one thing, everyone can weigh in on that topic. Whether Tashlumin Kapar is close enough to Tashlumin Mammon, or it's so radically different that Kim Levin doesn't apply. I can hear either side of the equation. But to take Kim Levin Ramin out of the realm of Tashlumin Kapara into Mitzvah Kapara. It's a pell on the sheet, no? It's a pell on the sheet of the Betzis. This raya. Quotes from Yishayim who had this raya. It's a pell on the raya. A lot of these guys, yeah, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. This is not Tashlum Kapar. If you're not in the realm of Tashlum, it's a Kimon Rami day. It's a very, very hard sheet to look at.
Unless you have to pay a lot of money on it. Part of
I got to pay for a seat for in Shul and Yom Kippur also costs a lot of money. But what am I doing? Why in Esther cost me more money than the bring your carbon? It's not a tashlumin. It's a chi of to pay. You want to do a mitzvah? It's going to cost you money. It's not a tashlumin. Who are you paying? Your money, Shulam? Who are you paying? Me'ila tells us how to explain away why it's tashlumin, Mama. There, it's gazela. I can understand that. The mitzvah bring your carbon is not a tashlumin. It's a kapar. It's nishkin tashlumin. So Rabbi Say, we've discussed at great length today the what. We saw Toizus Chiddush, we saw what prompted Toizus Chiddush, we saw Toizim Sachem, called Oidim and Reed, that didn't have to go down the road of this Chiddush. We saw Toizus at first seemed to be supported by the Gemara Bava Kama Chavav, the Havamina. We saw three alternate Pshatim and Rishonim how to explain away this Gemara, each one fascinating in their own right. We thought maybe there's a Raya from Korban. We didn't really understand that Raya. The Chilas covered the Heligir Rishonim who brought the Raya. We don't really understand it. And not only do we not understand it, neither did Rabbi Neperet, Yireim, and Rashi understand it, and therefore they thought it wasn't a good Raya. But the real question left for us is why? Why should Tashlumi Kapar not be subject to Kibbutz Rabbi? So I just kept on saying, oh, it's so different. It's so fundamentally different. Ein L'chol B'chidushai. Can we do a little bit better than that, Rabbi Say? Can we do just a trifle better than that? Why Tashlumi Kapar is not nitan to Kibbutz Rabbi? The answer, Rabbi Say, is found in 7th grade Breuer's Gemara test. Of Beis and Beis and Seth's Nachas. To quote up and say, what is it? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah starts listing off cases on the Beis and Alf in Makkas, where there's no din of Edom Zomim, or the regular din of Edom Zomim don't apply. So the Mishnah gives it two famous ones, and the Gemara adds on a couple more. No, who remembers? Four cases. Four, come on, question on the test. Four cases where regular Edom Zomim doesn't kick in. Come on. Thank you, Shemech Halutza, Chayav Galos, Edom Karmi Yavid Ivri, and what? Ein Misham Ar Sakoifer. Edom Zomim walk to Bezin and say, two Edom walk in and say, your ox killed Ruvade on Tuesday in California at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Two other Edom walk in and say, Manu Hayisim in Chicago at the same time, da-da-dum. Edom Zomim, right? Wrong. The Gemara says, you don't pay. They don't have to pay. The Edom Zomim don't have to pay the koifer. They get Malchus maybe, but they don't have to pay koifer. Why not? You know why? Says the Gemara. Kufra kapara. Fahani la b'nei kapar. And that's how the Gemara starts off. The machlek is nizik mazik. Kufra kapara v'hani la b'nei kapar. What in the world does that line mean? Kufra kapara v'hani la b'nei kapar. What do the words mean? Edom Zomim is always that. I didn't break the window. Why don't we say, I didn't break the window, but Hani Lab breaking window, Ninu. What do the words mean? Hani Lab make a part, Ninu. So Zokti Ramban, famous Ramban. What does the Ramban say? I put it on the Ritva. I think I didn't put it on anyone. Nothing on. What happened to my Ramban Kamas? I fell asleep at the end. From Erev Shabbos, I forgot to continue after Shabbos. Rabbi say, I put Makas the Bays on the Ramban Kamas, right? I didn't put the Sugya on. What are you talking about? Oh, okay. So put that Gemara. Oh, that's the same Gemara. Yeah, that's the same Gemara. Okay. I'm just the same Gemara. Okay. Yeah. Let me hear. Okay. Makas Tabez I probably put the Baba Kama on because it's, I figured you already had to get up to the shelves to go find a Baba Kama, so and make you guys not have to get up twice. That was probably my kavanah. I try always to make it easy for the guys. You shouldn't too much exert yourself, too much emotional torah, too much exercises. You're too good. Okay. So Rabbi Isai, comes the Ramban, famous Ramban, the Machas, the Bezin, Bezin says, a chiyuv of kapara is fundamentally a chiyuv where? To the Ribbono Shel Olam. A chiyuv moment is a chiyuv to Bos of Adam. A chiyuv kapara is a chiyuv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Beis Din's gonna tell you to pay the money, but the chiyuv, the root of the chiyuv is to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because you're supposed to be chab if you have Eira. Kaifed really doesn't interest the Beis Din, bechlal. If you were chayte to the Ribbono Shel Olam by letting your ox run wild and killed somebody, you have to pay, you have to make amends with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, give the money to the Yerushalayim, the Nizah, the guy who got killed. But it's fundamentally a chiyuv chap ishmaya. That's what it is. Zok the Ramban. What's for Adam Zaynimin? Adam Zaynimin is a din bezin shalmata. Bezin doesn't know what to do. Should we invoke a chiyuv? Should we not invoke? Should we paskin chayv, not paskin chayv? Bezin has a whole protocol. Adam come, they tell us the facts. Bezin listens to the Adam, a couple of the Adams, they give a psak bezin. That's Adam Zaynimin. When Adam walk at the bezin and say, Reuben Shore killed Shimon, the Beis Din isn't really listening. The Beis Din really couldn't care less. They're not makabel, the thing doesn't get off the ground. When two Eidim walk at the Beis Din and say, Reuven Shua killed Shimon, what Beis Din are they being made in? No, in the other day, the Beis Din Shamala. That's where they're being made in, the Beis Din Shamala. When Eidim walk in and tell Sheker to the Beis, this is good, guys, couldn't get better Muslim than this. Two Eidim walk into the Beis Din Shamala and they start saying Sheker v'chazav. So in the Beis Din Shemal, when Kabbal the Eidus, maybe they're telling the truth, oh, we need something to Iman or Hissam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Beis Din Shemal, laughed them out. What kind of Eidus is that? That's a nothing. When you're lying in Beis Din Shemal, it doesn't mean anything. It's not Nitfas is anything. The whole Parsha Vedi Zom, what do you mean, Kashya Zom, Masas Liachiv? In Beis Din Shemata, oh my goodness, the Beis Din almost made the guy pay for the window. You guys almost caused a terrible thing. You made the Beis Din pay, we're going to make you pay. Beis Din Shemal, that whole model breaks down, says the Ramban. Kufra kapara, bahani lab b'nei kapara is another fancy way of saying when you're dealing with tashlumi kapara, that's a mala basin, a mala issue. The whole parsha of it doesn't make any sense. So I state in Ramban. Rabbi Isai, what did the Ramban just tell us? That fundamentally, chiyuve kapara are not in this world. Chiyuve kapara are in the next world, in the basin shomala. Rabbi Isai, what did Rashi the Arayim tell us about Kimei B'Dramine? What is the essence of Kimei B'Dramine? Kimei B'Dramine is a din in Beis Din Shamata. Haraya, even when Kimei B'Dramine applies, Tvisa could still work. Why? Because Kimei B'Dramine just means that the Beis Din Shamata's hands are tied. It doesn't mean Yechayiv apart. It doesn't address the Ikechiyuv. Kimei B'Dramine is a quirk, is a detail, and it's one of the protocols of how Beis Din Shamata works. Kimei B'Dramine is one of the rules that govern Beis Din Shamata. What's like Kimei B'Dramine by Tashlumi Kapara? Tashlumi Kapara doesn't belong in this world. Tashlumi Kapara is in the next world. Tashlumi Kapara is in the Beis Din Shamala. How do you invoke the principle of Kimei that doesn't even speak to Beis Din Shamala? Haraya is no chayav l'tzeis de Shemayim. The whole essence of Kimei B'Dramine only makes sense in this world. It doesn't make sense in Chiyuv from Beis Din Shamala. So if you put together that Rashi Dereyim that tells us this Shtikl Torah, that even when you have Kimei, you chayav l'tzeis de Shemayim, put that together with the Ramban and Maseches Machas the Beis that says that every issue of Kaif, every issue of Kapar is the Beis of Shemala, then I understand why Kimlei and Kapar have nothing to do with it. They're talking different realms. They're in different worlds. You're mixing and matching apples and oranges, they have nothing to do with each other. You're past getting up a Shalom and Beis of Shemala, but call them Beis of Shemala, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So it's not just a quirk that Taisa says, the Shemala is so different from Mom and Dif, it's not subject, there's a cause of. No, it's much more profound, much deeper than that. It's the very essence of Kibbutz Ramine and the very essence of Tashlumi Kapara cannot coincide. It's impossible for them to work together because they're working in different realms and different planes. Lefian is that to that for places. So Rabbi say, when all the dust settles, Taisus had to invoke this whole Shikul Torah in order to answer all the steerers that they had. We had multiple other ways of answering the steerers, but Taisus invoked. Of course, Taisus Pshat is only as true as the following two statements are true. That there's no Kimei B'Dramine and Tashlumi Kapara. What's the other premise of Taisus? It must be true. The Truma must be Tashlumi Kapara. And we don't know that for a fact. We know that kofar is because we have a Gemara in Makas Abayis over a comment of Mem, whichever one you want to look up. But we don't know for a fact that Tashlumei Truma is Tashlumei Kavara. Tosfos has to prove that to us. And unless they prove that to us, then the whole pshat isn't going to work. Hopefully Hashem, that leads us into the next video. Hopefully Hashem, tomorrow. What was Tosfos' proof? Well, how far Tosfos had to go to prove to us that Tashlumei Truma is in fact Tashlumei Kavara? Hashem, tomorrow. You like that shtimmel? The Ramban with the...
Rebbe didn't want to go to my shower.